Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, everybody, and welcome to another Agony Aunt Wednesday episode of It's Not You, It's Them, But It Might Be You. And we are here with another three questions from listeners who want to ask me and my audience, because we always do discuss this on my Instagram page. They want to ask some questions about their problems, their dilemmas, their love life, their dating life. And we are here for it. I am here. To help, and so are my audience. So let's get straight into it.
Hi Lala, I got divorced last year at the age of 29 after a 9-year relationship and 1 year married. It was very out of the blue and incredibly traumatic, and I jumped quite quickly into a situationship of sorts with a guy I met on Tinder who was at similar age and also got divorced. He ended things after about 6 months saying he needed to be on his own for a bit, which was hard, but definitely the right decision. We didn't speak for 6 months, and I recently caved in and drunk texted to ask if he fancied catching up. He said he is now seeing someone. I feel so hurt that I wasn't good enough for him, and he's ready for a relationship so quickly while I'm still working on myself and learning to be single. Please help.
This is such a horrible feeling, and it is one that I often get letters about, you know, that feeling of not being good enough because someone wanted a relationship with someone else instead of you. And it is very hard not to take it personally. It must have been absolutely crushing when he told you that he was seeing someone. This is why I do fuckboy replies, because I never want you to be in that position where you feel like, I wish I hadn't sent that text. But I'm glad you sent that text. Because I'm glad that you found out where he's at, because that is closure. That is the end of it. But it must have been crushingly painful when he told you he was seeing someone else. Because it's almost impossible not to think, wow, what is so great about her then? Or what is so awful about me? Because you were clearly ready to commit, just not to me. And there is no way of answering this without lots of cliches. Really, truly, I'm going to just come out with a ton of fucking cliches now. But the truth is that if it was meant to be, it would have been. And him not being ready for something with you doesn't mean that she's better than you in any way, shape or form. There are just so many reasons why it might work out like this. She might be his childhood sweetheart or a colleague who he's got loads of common ground with already. You know, there are so many different scenarios that could have led to him wanting to be with this person and not wanting to be with you. So many scenarios that the answer at the end of that is not that you are inadequate compared to her. Very rarely would that be the answer, if ever. It's not a sign of your low value by any stretch of the imagination. Someone else does not dictate or define your value. Dating is weird. Sometimes we meet great people who are amazing in many ways, but we just don't have that spark that you need to want to be with them. You know, I've met really great men who I just haven't felt that thing with. On paper, they're incredible. People would meet them and be like, wow, I want to be in a relationship with him. But I just didn't. Not because he was lacking in any way. There just wasn't that thing. It doesn't mean they're unworthy or that nobody will ever love them. You know, you have to view yourself like a person. Well, actually, you know what's different about you is that you were in a relationship from the age of, God, my maths is terrible, 10 years. So you were in a relationship from the age of 18 and you married him. You know, like, you haven't had, you've been, most of your adult, all of your adult life, you've been in one relationship. So maybe you don't have that comparison to know that actually sometimes people can be amazing. You just don't want to be with them. So it's really not you. It's a multitude of reasons that none of them are to do with you, and you don't need to sit there trying to explore them. Keep working on yourself and keep learning to be single. It's a really enjoyable time for you right now. You've come out of a really long relationship. Have fun with your friends. Continue to just live life. It's fucking brutal. And if you are dating, this type of stuff happens to the best of us. And if it does happen, it ain't because you're lacking. It's just because they were blind to it. You know what I mean? He's probably an idiot anyway. He's probably got terrible taste in women. It's probably a massive compliment that he settled with her and not you. Do not worry about it. Get some therapy. Work on you. Build up your self-esteem. And remember, it's not you, it's them.
Hi, Lala. I hope you're doing well. I really need someone's advice right now, and I'll try to keep it short. At the end of last year, I went through a breakup with my ex. We were together for 4 years and have a one-year-old son together. Things seemed to be going smoothly, especially as we adjusted to parenthood. However, it became apparent that we were growing apart, particularly because my ex struggled to prioritise our family over his own desires. Staying out after work were frequent nights out that lasted till the next morning, last-minute trips with his friends, and instances of dishonesty that eroded our trust. I recently discovered some troubling signs that he may have been involved with other women. This includes finding saved contacts in his phone under fake names but with pictures of women, as well as an incident where our shared car was located at a suspicious address and the phone number that sent nothing but the address was linked to an escort review page upon Googling it. Confronting him about these discoveries only led to excuses and denials, but I can't shake the feeling of betrayal. I'm struggling with the idea that our entire relationship may have been built on lies. I feel incredibly embarrassed and ashamed, and I haven't opened up about this to anyone. It's been weighing heavily on me, and I found myself feeling traumatised and fearful of letting anyone else get close to me. I'm wondering if I should bring this issue up with him again, or if it's even worth pursuing closure on. FYI, I did get tested, and I'm clear.
Ugh, finding out that there was cheating and lies during your relationship must be really hard, especially as you're not fully finding out, you're just suspecting and you've got all these unanswered questions. I can imagine how your brain is replaying scenarios over and over again in that torturous way that our brains do. I'm coming up with, because I think that's what we do. We create the story, don't we? Like, I mean, the car outside the escort's house. I mean, you're not creating that story, but when you replay things where you don't have the answers over and over in your head, your brain starts coming up with the ending of that story, you know? And sometimes that can be much worse than what the actual reality is, or sometimes not even touching the sides of what the reality is. So it must be horrible. I think your mind must be doing a lot right now. Firstly, you shouldn't feel embarrassed. Is being cheated on embarrassing? I don't think it is. I don't look at anyone who's been cheated on and think, oh, what's wrong with you? I'd say that doing the cheating is far more shameful. And I understand, though, that it can feel embarrassing. It can feel like a feeling of humiliation. Like, what an idiot I was for not noticing. And what an idiot I am for not being good enough to keep him. You can get all of these horrible, conflicting thoughts in your head. Because it's a battering of your self-esteem being cheated on. It leaves you most of the time with horrible feelings of rejection and abandonment. You know, it really can fuck up your head. So I understand how you've come to that point of it feeling shameful and embarrassing, but it is not. You just happen to be in a relationship with someone who didn't respect the boundaries and didn't know how to behave, didn't know how to care for you and treat you properly. He was cruel and he was shady and he lied. And actually, it sounds like being out of this relationship is the best thing that you could have done. It's far worse to be stuck there not knowing where he is for nights out while still in a relationship with him than it is to be single and doing what you're doing now, which is processing it all and getting to the point where you're getting through it. So well done for putting your foot down on the disrespect. It's something to be really proud of that you're not in the relationship anymore. And it is going to take some time to adjust to being a single parent and to your new life without him. And I would really recommend counselling, as I always do, so that you've got someone to talk to about all of this. And I would talk to friends too, if you can. I know you said you haven't spoken to anyone, but this doesn't need to be a dirty, shameful secret. I think a lot of your friends will have probably been through similar So maybe they can help you to, you know, get it out and process it. In terms of speaking to him and asking him about it, how do you think that that conversation would go? Do you feel like he would spill all? And if he did, where would you go from there? Is it more likely that he would deflect and deny, and then you'd be left feeling more pissed off and confused? You know, if you raise this with him and you say about the car at the outside the escorts and he starts giving some long spiel of lies, how's that going to leave you feeling? But if he did spill it all, would it help you to know who he was with? Would it help you to know what had been going on in those times when you suspect that he was cheating? Or would that just give you more horrid images to replay in your mind and leave you with more questions? Because sometimes it does. And the answer really is another cliche, but closure does come from within. You don't need answers or explanations or apologies or more lies potentially from him. You need to be able to accept and make peace with what you do know now and where you're at now, and dealing with how the deception has made you feel rather than continuing to deal with the deception itself. Because actually all that matters is really how you've been left feeling. It doesn't actually matter in the grand scheme of things, now that you're not together anymore, what the ins and outs, what the nitty gritty bits were of the cheating. Doesn't matter, doesn't make a fucking difference. What makes a difference is that you were disrespected, you were betrayed, you don't want to be in that relationship anymore, and that's it. And you have to come to that place of acceptance. You could speak to him to let him know how you feel, and that is well within your rights. But I think it might just make you feel worse, because he might just argue back with you, or he might just lie more. It might just make you feel like, oh, well, fuck you. Why did I have a kid with you? You know? So I think that journaling and therapy is the answer here, and working on yourself, I think that is the best way for you to get through this. Honestly, fuck him. I know you can't do the whole block, delete, move on thing because you have a child, but you don't need him to give you that closure. You really can get it for yourself.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi guys, it's me, and I'm here to tell you about another Sony Music Entertainment podcast. Now, I know you all like to have a deeper look and get under the skin of a subject, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to me deconstructing hot topics and getting into the nitty-gritty with all your dating dilemmas. So I think you're going to love Getting Curious with the fabulous Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye. Every week, they deep dive into conversations with a variety of experts on some really, really important and eye or ear opening topics like the history of abortion and the science of sleep. Get excited, get curious, and listen to Getting Curious wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Lala. I met my boyfriend in June and he was coming to the end of his amicable divorce. His ex lived in the house until her house went through. It was weird, but mainly fine. Rolled on to Christmas and he got horribly drunk and started pouring his feelings out about how unhappy he was about getting divorced and his feelings that he had towards his ex-wife. Massive red flag, I know. We made up the proviso that I don't want to hear about her. They share a dog, so still see each other once or twice a week, which I don't really like, but I put up with. As time's gone by, he still consistently brings her up. For example, watching TV. Oh, she looks like my ex-wife. Talking about strip clubs. Oh, my ex-wife would go to all of them. I think my ex-wife might be a bit bisexual. Talking about my smear test, and he brought her up again. After the last one, I lost my shit. We've not spoken since. We've all had exes, they come up time to time, but this just feels a bit too much. The very regular referencing of his ex-wife makes it seem like either he's not over it or she's on his mind a lot. But when I've asked him about why he does it and told him it makes me feel uncomfortable, he is insistent that it's not that, but he can't tell me why it happens. I'm not asking him to not speak about her or anything like that. I just don't want to hear about her all the time. Am I being unreasonable for feeling like this?
This is a really tricky one, and I'll be very interested to hear other people's opinions on this, because I feel like everything you've said makes me think that he's not over her, especially the fact that midway through your relationship, he started pouring his feelings out about how unhappy he was about the divorce and that he has feelings for his ex-wife. And obviously you've had this conversation, you've then gone on to continue your relationship on the understanding that you don't want to hear about her. What happened at that point to actually address those feelings of his? You both agreed to like proceed and to mask it, but the actual issue was never dealt with at that time. At Christmas, he's saying, I'm really unhappy about getting divorced and I have feelings for my ex-wife. Where did that go? You know, it sounds like you had an argument. You were like, fuck this, it's over. And then he's come back to you and been like, let's get back together. I just won't talk about her. But the feelings must still be there within him, unless he's gone to therapy, unless he's done something. But it doesn't sound like anything's happened. So I think that point would have been the point to say, listen, I'm going to let you go and work on this. And maybe he's like a codependent guy who just can't be single. Maybe he's one of those people who's like, I cannot cope with life without a partner, but the person I really desire is my original partner who I can't be with now. And I'm not saying he doesn't have feelings for you, and I'm not saying that any of his feelings for you are not genuine at all. I think that he could very easily love you, want to be in a relationship with you, but it sounds to me like he's not managed those harboring feelings for his ex. I think it can be fairly normal in relationships to, you know, if you've been with somebody for a long time, I actually think it could be fairly normal to, you know, I could be talking to people and I can say, oh, my son's dad did that or whatever, without that meaning that I'm obsessed with my son's dad. However, I think the frequency with which this is happening, in line with the fact that you had this issue where he still said that he had feelings, and especially when it's coming to things like smear tests, I feel like these are bad signs. I really feel that these are bad signs, and it's making you feel uncomfortable. And I think we all know when we're talking to people, like I know who I can reference my old relationships to. If I'm speaking to people and I'm like, oh, my son's dad was like that, I probably wouldn't do that on a first date. Or I wouldn't do that when I'm just getting to know someone, like constantly talk about exes. I think people know the boundaries. I think people can stop themselves from talking about exes if they need to. And he's not. He's continuing to do it. And I think that that's disrespectful to you with the fact that he knows that you don't like it. And I think it's a sign that he's very much still wrapped up in it. They're seeing each other twice a week for the dog. So she's not gone anywhere. And even that, we've had that as a question before. And I think actually a lot of people would go with the view that you don't need to keep seeing each other for the dog. I mean, dogs are amazing. Dogs are part of our lives, but they're also not our children. And sometimes you do have to get to a relationship and come to the custody issue about the dog and not keep seeing your ex-partner, especially if your new partner feels uncomfortable with it. I don't know. But yeah, this doesn't sound good to me, and it doesn't sound like it feels good to you. I think you've done the right thing. I think you've done the right thing. I think it would be very difficult for you to shake that sense that she's always in the background of your relationship. And I also think it is just too, how can you be in a relationship with someone where you even feel like that's going on in the background? I don't know. Yeah, I don't think you're being unreasonable. I would have done exactly the same. I would feel very uncomfortable with this level of somebody's ex being brought up. You've done yourself a massive favour. I think you'd have always continued to feel like you were in her shadow. He's not doing a great job of not making you feel that way. So I think that this is one where you're going to have to, you've done the right thing, and I think let it go. And there is potential, you know. I do think that if he was to get some therapy, sort his shit out, try and overcome the last relationship, then he might be ripe for a new one. But I think he's got some shit to deal with. I think that he needs to get closure for himself on that one before he can give his all to a new relationship. So yeah, I totally support you not speaking to him. I think that is a good idea for self-protection at this moment in time. So there we go, another Wednesday in the bag, and I will see you on Friday with more of my dulcet tones in your ears.
La la la, let me explain.
This has been a Sony Music Entertainment production.